You will hear a lecturer talking about the history of money.
Hello, and welcome to today's lecture. As you might know already, in this session, we're going to be looking at the history of money, how it started out, and how it's changed over the centuries. Well, we'll start by thinking about the situation in prehistoric times. At this time, people, of course, didn't have money. If they could see that someone else had something they wanted, maybe some animal fur or some vegetables perhaps, they would offer that person something of their own. And one very common thing that people offered was salt. It's something that's so easy to buy in the supermarket nowadays, but in prehistoric times, it was very valuable indeed. So worth quite a bit if you wanted to exchange it for something. What else was used instead of money in the distant past? Later, when groups of people began to explore and come into contact with other groups, trades between different cultures became more common. For example, we know that ancient cultures in Europe started to exchange tools with each other, tools that they'd made, that would have been interesting to the other group. Typically, these would be tools that were designed for hunting, but more rarely they would trade weapons of war and other tools needed for fighting. These were the most important items for trade. Now, about 3,000 years ago, there was an interesting development, and this happened in China. At that time, one of the metals that was common there, in China, was bronze. And this is a metal which is quite easy to use and to make large tools from. But of course, it's not always convenient to carry large tools with you, just in case you want to buy some food, for example. So some people started to produce very small models of some typical tools in bronze. Then, if a person was interested in doing trade with someone else, he would use those instead of real ones. And this was a big step forward in the history of money, because, like coins and cash and credit cards today, they had no real value themselves. The only problem with these little tools is that they looked just like the real ones. So they were sometimes sharp, a bit dangerous to have in your pocket. But that wasn't the only big development in China. It was just a couple of centuries later, around 2,800 years ago, when the Chinese started to create something different. Something that would be smaller and easier to make and carry. Something that was a lot safer. And something they could give to each other as a kind of payment. In other words, coins. These early Chinese coins were small, flat circles of bronze, but with a square shape cut out of the centre. It was in Western Turkey, however, that the system of producing coins became more organised. It was here, around 2,600 years ago, in a region called Lydia, that the city began to create coins that were stronger and would last longer, and were always the same size. They were made partly of gold, but mainly of silver. And one important person that I have to mention is the king of Lydia. His name was King Alyattes. He thought that different coins should have different images, to show that they had a different value. Again, this is a tradition that has continued until today. We know from our research that some of the coins had images of birds, and that others, although we don't know whether they were worth less or more, had an image of a snake on them. I don't think any modern coin has the same thing. Maybe you know differently. Anyway, after that, the Chinese were the first to use paper money, and now